A state cruise ship monitor shot a series of short videos from the deck of a nearby cruise ship. The Ocean Ranger's video and subsequent written reports offer details on how the 19,000-ton Coral Princess drifted without power in Juno's Gatineau Channel. The Coast Guard's investigation found contaminated lube oil in one of the ship's diesel generators caused it to break down as Coral Princess was getting underway. Coast Guard Lieutenant Nicholas Capuzzi was the lead investigator for the August 10, 2019 incident. He says when a generator fails, the ship's power management system is supposed to keep the remaining generators from being overtaxed. But
one of the watch officers had neglected to properly configure the generator ahead of time.
That meant the surge in demand knocked out the ship's second diesel generator as well.
So both generators were offline, and as an electric propulsion-driven vessel, there was no longer any power to the propulsion motors.
It was about 8:45, an hour before high tide, with light winds and calm seas. Even so, without propulsion, the Coral Princess began drifting toward a smaller cruise ship, the Seven Seas Mariner, moored to an adjacent dock. As the crew prepared to drop emergency anchor, Capuzzi says a gas generator was brought online nearly 10 minutes after the blackout took out the engines.
And that provided enough power for them to regain propulsion, and then they eventually brought the non-damaged generator back online as well.
The ship's crew was required to tell the Coast Guard about the failure immediately, but that didn't happen until more than an hour after the blackout, when the ship had already departed Juno for Skagway.
They were issued a notice of violation for failure to immediately report a marine casualty.
The Coast Guard says the cruise line paid a $5,000 fine in February. Coast Alaska first inquired about the incident last fall, but it was only this month that the federal agency agreed to speak about the findings of its investigation, which it completed in January. Princess Cruise Line's representatives did not respond to phone or email messages seeking comment. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.